Thank you, Bob and the team, for the music this morning. I think it brings us into that unique time with God as we reflect on the words we sing. It's a very special time. If you would bow your heads. Loving God, as we experience the joy of life, whether it's 80 years old plus, or if we're around a very newborn, you're right there loving us in our very presence of life. And God, today we collectively come here as Grace Fellowship and we look to you to share what you want, to say what you want, to let us hear the blessing of you in our lives. We ask that you would guide the message, use this as you see fit, use me to say what you want. God, it's not mine, it's yours. And we thank you and look to you in Christ's name. Amen. You know, we are in our third week of messages. 2 weeks ago, Rhonda spoke on the Magi. The wise men of the East, the kings that came and saw the Christ child. Ross last week talked of Simeon. What an awesome thing to serve as he did and had the promise that you will see the Messiah as a small child, as a baby, and to be able to hold. You know, we can think of the magnitude of that, and it's huge. It's unbelievable to think of all of the things that were orchestrated that brought into play. And even today's message that in lieu of Joe, the joy that we have. And with that, today we are going to speak on the shepherds. Who they were. What they were. You know, the story, we don't have enough time in the Advent season to go through, you know, Zachariah and Elizabeth and the story of John. And think of Herod, who killed his own family members so that he wouldn't worry about someone taking his throne away from him. Life was happening in that time in Palestine. It was just a time that, much like us, babies are being born, people die, people live their lives. It was an ongoing life. But into that time period is the time we're going to talk about. We're going to begin with a video. It's a couple minutes long. And just sit and just observe and watch the events of this video.
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Shalom Alechem.
Alechem Shalom.
Can you dial back 2,000 plus years and imagine what that was probably like? You know, we have all this technology and we have all this things around us. Dial what that might have been like. And again, I'm going to go kind of do the audience participation if you so choose. What is a shepherd? Sheep herder? That pretty much a shepherd then? Okay. Who is a shepherd? Go ahead. Veterinarian, yeah. Probably midwife.
Police officer.
Police officer, okay. Who is a shepherd? You are. Hold on to that. Who is a shepherd? This is 1 Samuel 17, 34 through 36. It's kind of a paraphrase of it. Good shepherds were diligent, dependable, and brave. They even risked their lives to protect their flock. Moses and David were both shepherds. You think of the magnitude. The Bible speaks very highly of shepherds. This time in Palestine, not so much. As we dive into this a little bit, we think of the events of Moses' life and David's life and how their life was used by God. But they were shepherds at some point. But in Palestine at this time, shepherds were kind of the bottom of society. They were equated to the homeless folks. People looked right past a shepherd. And they didn't really necessarily even acknowledge them. In Christ's day, shepherds stood at the bottom rung of the social ladder. They kind of were equated to the same status as a tax collector whom they hated, or someone that cleaned up the dung in the streets and the stables and the surroundings. And it's interesting, of the Gospels, only Luke mentions the shepherds. In the story of Luke, which is most the largest segment of this story, he's the only one that mentions them. Why did the announcement come to the shepherds? They were dependable? Okay.
They were up all night.
They were up all night. So the God's example or the message was, it was to all people across all caste systems, if you will. Okay? Why not to the priests and the kings? I mean, the Magi were kings that of learned positions. They were the elite of their country, if you will. They probably had, in some sense, a ruling status. I'm sure the king listened to him. But again, I think it goes back. Go ahead.
It says in the Bible, God opposes the proud, but draws near to the humble. And the shepherds are humble, and the kings and priests were not humble.
The kings and priests were not humble, but the shepherds were humble, and so he was looking to the humble. Okay. Who were they that they should be eyewitnesses of God's glory and receive history's greatest? Just because you're humble, does that, you get the greatest announcement of all history given to you?
Unconditional love,
don't have to do anything. Rhonda?
Willing to listen.
Christ is the shepherd of all. So that, okay. Using that same analogy, drawing it together. Okay. They could easily witness, and that's what I think was pointed out, to the testify to Jesus' birth. There was no pretense to a shepherd. I mean, when you're at the bottom of the pile in society, I mean, where's the pretense in that? You are who you are. There's no politics. You can just tell the truth. You can lay it out there, and people can accept it or not accept it. But if you saw it happen, and it's a part of who you are, you can just say it. And this quote comes from a GCI white paper that's on the website under shepherds. A handful of shepherds, not even all shepherds, just a handful, marginalized by society. They didn't think too highly of them. And the religious elite were chosen to break the silence of centuries heralding the Messiah's birth. You know, we think of the different ones that had their little part to play. Handful of shepherds out with the sheep, up all night, but they were chosen. Humility? I don't know. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. From Luke 2. Let me back up. How do I want to say this? Have you ever been at night in a place where there is no artificial light? Maybe a campfire is the only light. No flashlight, no lantern. The only light you have is the stars, if it's not cloudy. That's dark. Do you notice the stars or the elements of the sky a lot more when there's not all the clutter of man-made light? I don't know if you noticed and saw in the movie. You know, the shepherds are here, they're guarding, and this angel of light is portrayed in that. And they're starting to back up. You know, can you imagine? I mean, this is a culture that they don't have technology. They don't even have a written Bible. They are the lowest folks in the society. They're out there guarding sheep. And this angel appears, and they said, and they were terrified. I think that's probably a huge understatement. Because if you've been where maybe in that situation and a lightning bolt shoots across the sky, you jump. It's not something that you naturally would see. In this case, this is totally something that they were not prepared for. They, you know, we read about it and we can picture it, but trying to experience that is just, here they are. And the glory of the Lord shone around them. I have no idea what that looks like. It had to be an incredible experience. Continuing in Luke, but the angel told them, "Do not be afraid." That's probably an understatement. I mean, if you think about it, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Now, they were aware, I'm quite sure, from teachings of their whole life, that there was a Messiah told of that was coming. It says, then this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. So they knew this event had been told that this happened. And the way you're going to find them is there's a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. Two things. You think about Bethlehem, probably wasn't that big, huge city. It wouldn't have been strange to have found a newborn baby, probably in Bethlehem. Probably even wrapped in cloth. But probably was a little unusual to find one wrapped in cloth in a manger. So there was some really key points as to which baby was there. They announced the good news, reason for great joy. The angel was not sent to everyone. This wasn't an event like we look forward to his second coming when all the earth will see. This was a small region of the earth and just a few shepherds who represented all of us. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to those whom favor rests." There's only a couple of times in the Bible that it talks about the heavenly host praising God. This is one of them. Again, if you're in that environment, maybe the campfire's there, you've got this angel that's telling you this, and the sky lights up, the sky rivets. You have this sound of glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests. Can you, do you suppose you're still standing there? Maybe that staff you're leaning hard on, but odds are you may have already fallen to the ground. I mean, this is huge to experience, to understand that you are a part of, and they didn't, I'm quite sure, understand the magnitude of their involvement in this story at this time. But it's something that they would never forget. And for their entire life, they could testify to the events of this because they got to experience it. They were there. When people talk about events, they trumped everybody's. When you think about them going into Bethlehem, finding the baby wrapped in cloth in a manger, everything they just got told is right there in front of them. They could see it. When the angels had left, picking up again in Luke 2, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. They didn't stop and take a bath. They didn't ask for directions. They're in Bethlehem. They found Mary and Joseph and the new baby lying in a manger. At that point, the understanding maybe of this is a big deal. A lot that we saw tonight has changed our lives. We saw things that none of us were prepared for. Everything we were told, here is this baby, exactly the way it was said. So there's a reason to be joyful, a huge reason to know that this baby is born, the Messiah. When the angels, I imagine for the rest of their life, they could close their eyes and that events of that evening would just pop. And they could hear those angels singing in their mind's eye, if you will. That's something that traumatic you don't forget. You know, we go through life and different things happen in our life, and, you know, the Challenger explosion, I remember exactly where I was at, what I was doing. Major events in our life, you can go back in your mind's eye and know exactly where you were, exactly what was going on. It's such a traumatic experience that you never forget. Some of you will remember the events in November of 63 when the president was shot and died. You can, this day, 50 plus years later, remember exactly where you were. Do you suppose that those shepherds could dial back to that night for the rest of their life? Randy. They may not have realized the magnitude of who this baby was. I got a feeling, though, they knew it was a pretty big deal. When you have the signs in the sky, you have the angels, you have an angel telling you to fear not, that's the one thing you're going to be the most fearful of is, what is going on? Because it was so different. But yes, you're right. They may not have realized the magnitude. But I think they knew that it was a big deal. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. Again, from Luke. They freely spread the word. They were in a position as shepherds that they migrated. They weren't in this same pasture every day. They weren't around the same people every day. They interfaced with a lot of different people. As their lives played out, they moved probably a lot of different regions. They got to speak to or talk with a lot of different people in their life. And you suppose maybe they shared the word? And Luke, it talks about they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And they said, and they could testify, this child really happened. I mean, we were there. It's hard to argue with a firsthand eyewitness. An eyewitness to something, you usually can't talk them out of what they saw. And you usually got to figure that they knew what they were talking about because they saw it. And if these eyewitnesses, these shepherds, these few, if their stories were all the same, which I'm quite sure it was all the same, that adds credence. It wasn't this shepherd said this and this. I mean, I'm speculating, but when it talks about when they have seen him and spread the word, this was something they collectively had the same story. And it meant volumes. They had a huge story. They got to share the birth of the Messiah, the birth of Jesus, the coming of the incarnate God to earth as man. Who were these shepherds? People. Just regular folks, if you will. Who are we? We are called to share and testify to the good news of Jesus Christ. Message is a little different. We're not testifying to his birth, but we get to testify to his life, to his future coming, to the good news of who he is and the love that he represents. The shepherds were a select, handpicked few. We are called to share as well. And we think about our lives today. Do we interface with people? Do we have opportunities to share life, experienced life, the love of Jesus' life? This example is huge, and we get to participate. We can read this and imagine what it would have been like that night in the sheep's pasture and these events happening and being able to talk about and know that Christ did come. And we can share what God is doing in our lives as well. As in the previous cases, everything the angel said was true. When we read in the Bible, it is true. The characters of Christ of the Christmas story. If you missed the sermon on the Magi, it's on the website, on Simeon. Now we've talked about the shepherds. Laura next week talks about, come back next week and you'll see. Dearly Father, we are incredibly blessed by the news of Jesus Christ, of the ultimate love that you put into the entire plan before there was a us, before there was a universe. You knew these shepherds would be in the field. You knew they could share the news. You shared with the wise men of the East to come and to experience and to honor and pay homage to Jesus as a young lad. To an old man that dedicated his life to you, to knowing that you would bless him and promise him that he would see the Messiah. And for the shepherds to witness what they did and to be able to share that with everyone around them. We thank you for this Advent season, with the magnitude of what is there. We ask that you would pour into us through your Spirit, Jesus Christ, and that we could let that flow to whoever you want. In Jesus' name, amen.